In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, good morning, everybody. It is October 2nd, Friday. We are in October, 6 months of this craziness. My name is Brandon, and man, this week has been a very busy week for me. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I had a couple days where you kind of wake up in the morning. I'm a parent, so I have little kids that wake me up. So I wake up, you know, 6:30, 7, and I just look at my day, and I'm like, this day's not going to end till 10 o'clock. And I had a couple of those this week, and so, man, waking up this Friday and just being able to do this is a big deal, and I hope it's been good for you. I hope you'll take a little bit of time today to reset, to reflect on your week. We're going to do the prayer of examine like we do every Friday, and just a reminder, this season we're not doing Saturday episodes, so if you've been looking for Saturday episodes, you're going to be a little bit sad. We're doing Monday through Friday common prayer, and thank you again for checking in with us. So like I said, we're going to do the prayer of examine today, so let's settle in just a little bit and get yourself into a comfortable position. Anything that you think physically that might help you be open to God. Just something comfortable. Maybe it's sitting crisscross on your floor. Maybe it's sitting on your bed or sitting on your couch or whatever. But I encourage you to find some kind of still position that you can quiet your mind, you can quiet your muscles, and just become aware of His presence. Just become aware that God is here right now and His loving presence is with you. So take a few minutes and settle in. We're going to actually take a minute here, and I'm going to ask you to pray where you are and ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. Now, He doesn't need us to invite Him because He's here, but I think it does something to our heart when we invite Him. And so ask Him for discernment. Ask Him to speak to you. And maybe you want to close the time by just saying out loud, Holy Spirit, we thank you now for this time of listening. Guide us to hear what you would have us to hear in this time. So take a minute and invite the Holy Spirit. So I want you to review your day now. We're going to review your day as if it was a movie. And maybe it was a great movie. Maybe it was a boring movie. Maybe it was a movie filled with anxiety. But I want you to let the scenes from the past 24 hours wash over you. Just let them kind of pass by. And ask God to show you times of gratitude and peace. And as he shows you those moments, just sit in them. Don't try to do anything, but just watch them again. Just replay them in your mind. And after you've seen them, take some time to give thanks to God. While they're right there in the front of your mind, thank God for those moments. And this isn't a spoken or wordy prayer, but it's a watching and a listening prayer. So try not to fill the space with words that you've created. But just watch, listen, and be grateful. Now I want you to review your past 24 hours again. This is without judgment, without rationalizing, without shame, without justifying. Let yourself experience all the range of emotions you had in the last day in the presence of God. I had a counseling session, and it was a great one, and it was an emotional one. And I know that I'm replaying that. As you look at your day as a whole, consider the following two sets of questions that help you consider times of consolation and desolation. So, when did I give and receive the most love? When did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, God, and others? I'm going to repeat that one more time. When did I give and receive the most love in the last 24 hours? And when did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, God, and or others? And then conversely, when did I fail to give and receive love? When did I fail to give and receive love? Did you withhold love? Were you too busy for it? When did I have the least sense of belonging? So I want you to take a few minutes here and ponder those two questions. When did I give and receive the most love? And when did I fail to give and receive love? I want you to allow God to invite you to respond in some way to what you've heard and experienced during your time of prayer. Ask God for a word or vision to walk away from this time with. Be open to receiving what He has for you. When we hear from God, when we hear from the Holy Spirit, everything changes. I want to close this with a prayer today. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.